All right, out here at Texans training camp, you're going to be hearing from Aziz Alshaair here pretty soon. I might have a confession about him later, but my confession right now, so we had a little post-show meeting yesterday when we got back to...
Yeah, we did.
Figgy was there. You were there, by the way.
Thanks.
And it was just it was with one of our managers, Kristen, and there was one place left for her to sit when she came into the room.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on the couch next to me. I'm pretty sure I had body odor.
Yikes.
I'm pretty sure I stunk. Like not stunk as in you're not any good, which may be the case, but stunk as in stunk. Like rank.
As in smelled, as in odor. Okay,
yes.
Very good.
Do you think that's going to leave a forever impression with her? Because she's relatively new to the company.
All right, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
The biggest slight that you can put up against somebody, the biggest kind of a demerit you can give them is that they musty.
Yeah.
And so I think that you're still in a window where you explain that you've been outside. For the next, I don't know, 2-3 weeks, you better be wearing some smell good at all times. Because I feel like some people only give you that one shot.
Yeah.
Especially if that must is real strong.
Yeah.
If you give it two shots, I think two times where I'm around you and you smell musty, that is who you are.
Yeah.
Like that is just who you. So
it's
you got
you
one
that.
More time.
Yeah.
One more time to be around her musty, and you are musty cat forever.
Figgy, I'm curious on your thoughts because that was kind of part of my confession. Like if I am around a person, meet a person, I should say, that has bad breath, I am out on them forever.
Out on them as a person?
Not out on them as a person, but
okay.
I do not want to be around in close proximity to them forever. Figgy, am I scarred for life?
No, I think you did something very important. You kind of addressed it before she even sat down.
I did.
You said, hey, just a heads up. I'm,
I was out of training camp all day.
Yeah, I was outside. So you made it clear from the beginning. So
yeah, that might help.
I think that helped out a lot.
Yeah, but I did stink pretty bad.
What I'm telling you, though, is you better make sure that the...
I think you're right.
I would personally go up on the... I feel like... Ooh, here's the thing. I was about to say, I feel like I'd rather be on the other side and have too much smell good on.
No.
But then the problem is
that
reinforces the same thought is that, oh, now you're trying to cover it up.
Yeah.
You just got to make sure that you're on your ones and twos.
It also perpetuates a stereotype because Hispanic men, my people, they've been known to put it on pretty strong, that cologne.
Yeah.
Huh.
You just got to get a good cologne.
Yeah.
Like your best, bring out your best cologne next time you're around.
And to be fair, I don't normally smell bad. I don't think, unless everybody's keeping a secret. I was pretty rank sweating it up yesterday, but we'll see.
Not looking good for you here on the text line.
I didn't think it would.
Not looking pretty good for you. They say you just Stanky Lopez now. I'm gonna be honest. And honesty is something around this particular subject that I was kind of questioning on whether I was going to actually deliver. I just found out that Lopez might have made something shake with our what's popping, because I found out that somebody else passed.
Oh no!
And I don't know if it rises to the level of for Lopez's mind, but it actually makes me sadder than finding out that Hulk Hogan passed, because Chuck Mangione.
Oh, I loved him.
Legendary jazz artist. Passed away. In fact, I can't even remember what the age was because I was looking at it through tears.
Mm-hmm.
But Chuck Mangione passing.
The flugelhorn.
Hit me harder than finding out that Hulk Hogan passed.
I always liked when he had a monster album back when I was in college, high school maybe, and he was playing the flugelhorn. Everybody knows his music. He doesn't quite rise to the Hulk Hogan Black Sabbath, but he does to you. So maybe he's your number three. But he was awesome. I was a big fan.
Well, he's not going to be over Malcolm Jamal Warner because Malcolm Jamal Warner means something to me, Lopez.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, also, like, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chuck Mangione passed away. Feels so good. It is not how I feel right now.
Yeah,
I say
exactly.
That for damn sure.
Speaking of pouring one out, I think all the fellas got to pour one out because Taylor Rooks is officially married.
Buddy.
Oh,
brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
When I tell you it's been a hard week.
Yeah.
It has been tough.
That's worse than Chuck Mangione died.
Yeah, nah.
Hey, yeah, my delusions also died today or yesterday.
It's, mm-hmm. It's been tough for the fellas on the timeline, man. So a lot of people been grieving that.
I always laugh about that because it goes back to, oh, so you thought you had a chance?
I called it a delusion, didn't I?
So you thought you had a chance. Oh, dang, Taylor Rooks got married. I was just about to hit her up.
Hey, my girl is gone. My girl is off the market now. But my confession is, I kind of like seeing the reaction from the fellas on the timeline. So many funny videos, so many funny memes. Yeah. I enjoyed it way more than I thought I would. And this is probably the all-time high. Because a lot of fellas, this ain't new, a lot of fellas had these girls where if they get married, they like, oh, no. Or if they get a boyfriend and say, oh, man, she's taken. But this one might be this might be at the top of the list for everybody, man. Because I know people kind of went crazy over, who was the girl,
Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah. I know people kind of went crazy when they found out she had a dude.
Yeah.
But this one might be an all-time high, man. And I'm enjoying the content from it.
It's also how it happened. It wasn't like, oh, she's in a relationship. She popped out married.
Yeah.
Like, it was oh, man, we love Taylor Rooks. Married.
I think people didn't even know her personal life. Yeah. To the point, I'm like, maybe, I figure she probably talking to somebody because it's Taylor Rooks, but I didn't know it was like, wow, married. Like, whoa, what?
Which, to be fair, we probably shouldn't. Like, we probably know too much about each other as of right now, if we're going to be entirely honest. We probably know too much about people's lives. We've allowed people to commodify their lives, and I get it, right? Mm-hmm. We want to have that closeness, but also, we're not entitled to this, and yet and still.
But see, the thing is, like, she's very professional.
So she
don't post any of her personal stuff on the timeline. But this one she decided to post. It's like, oh, you posted the professional pictures in the wedding dress. And, oh, this is the dude? This is the dude? And, oh, KD is at the wedding? I'm like, he might have had his hairbrush, too.
I don't know that the visual evidence supports that necessarily.
Yeah, it was black and white pictures, so it was hard to tell.
No, jokes aside, though, like, yeah, man, there was a lot of hating going on, but the tough part about it is, like, man, what am I supposed to hate on? His hairline is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible waves. What am I supposed to hate on right now?
And it was a light-skinned brother.
Yeah. Well, okay, well, there you go.
The light-skinned brother's up 2-0 right now, man, because Klay Thompson out here representing, too.
Oh, boy, he is.
I want everybody to know that I'm doing a lot of joking
props
right now.
He's getting some props.
All these things are jokes right now, but also I am hurting a little bit.
Yeah. I mentioned Al Shaer. This guy, I said this to him, and you'll hear it here in a little bit. We spoke with Aziz Al Shaer. I really felt bad for him last year after overcoming all the obstacles as a kid. Troubles, reputation, becomes one of the most respected players, you know, on this team and in the league, a mirror image of D'Amico. And then all of a sudden the stuff happens last year. He gets suspended and he has to start all over. And I just felt so bad that happened, because I think we knew how he was really wired and all that. And then he comes out here with us today and says, no, all good. I don't care. I'm like, man, you're a better man than me. Because I'd still be bitter about that.
I'm always very, I always really appreciate the folks who you can tell, like, kind of walk their faith in a way. Like, again, I'm not trying to cast judgment on anybody. I know this is a slippery slope that I'm kind of deciding to tread here. But, you know, there's a lot of people that will proclaim faith, and then there's a difference when you kind of see it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of incredible. And, of course, I'm not speaking to anyone in particular, like, very generic, right? But Aziz is one of those dudes, like, hey, man, you can tell he's walking it, man.
He's walking
the way that he believes it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, man, it's hard to get out here and have people, you know, really disparage you in the way that they did. And you could tell it got to him to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
There's a level of boldness to be able to walk out and be like, actually, there's a level of forgiveness that I'm willing to give here.
Yeah. I can't always do that.
Buddy, I want to be that kind of person.
Yeah.
And it also then makes me chuckle in some ways. How he is also a man who could turn it on and just get out here and hit people real hard.
Yeah.
Like, I will never cease to amaze me the ways in which football players in particular have to use that level of aggression, then come off on the other side and end up, reading, telling you about this book that they read, a la Seth Payne, or even Aziz Al Shaer. That was something that he mentioned during this one. So, man, a ton of respect for him and obviously everything they're doing. And he's got a lot of work on his hands as well. He is the signal caller of that defense that is continuing to try and find a different level as well headed into the 2025 season. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Those are our lunchtime confessions. Coming up next, I mentioned Aziz Alshayer. We were just talking about him. Let's hear from the man. He sat down with us earlier, and you'll get to hear that conversation next.